Welcome to the Upstaging Gentlemen podcast. This is Michael with Play With Your Food Productions.
And Nathan with Legendary Productions.
And our host, Alfonso Garcia.
Hello, everybody, and thank you for that intro again. Thank
yes,
you.
Yes, absolutely. That's the greatest intro. Alfonso, so you got to tell us what is going on here today. This is the Upstaging Gentlemen podcast, and we seem to have been flooded with women.
We do have some women guests on the podcast, which has been a theme here so far. But
well,
yes.
This has actually typically been the good old boys club. And
yeah. Actually, the last like few of our guests have been women.
Yeah.
Well, now I've been removed from my spot of prominence on the couch into the corner, and so
that's actually very true.
This had better be a good interview here.
No, we actually have some awesome guests from Redlands Theater Festival and other places, but today I'm going to be representing, shouting out what they got going on this season. Why don't you guys introduce yourselves a little bit? Cammy, I'll start, or whoever wants to start. You were in the center, so I just went to the middle.
Okay. My name is Cammy Martin, and I just want to say thank you for allowing us to come and talk, because I kind of just called Michael and said, hey, we want to be on your podcast. And he was like, okay. Yeah. And then I showed up with two people, and here we are. So yeah,
we're really excited. And just before you introduce, we're so stoked about just local theater coming together. Like art, it doesn't need to be competition. There's so many. There's 365 days a year. There's a lot of art out there. So many opportunities to be involved a lot of places. But we'll get into kind of what you're representing. But please introduce yourself. I know you said Cammy.
Oh, more? You want more? Oh, goodness. I'm from Hemet, California.
Okay.
I've known Michael for decades.
Okay.
I've worked with Michael before. We went to college together for a little short amount of time. We did, I don't know, one musical together, I think, which I wasn't even clear on because I was a stage manager, and years later he was like, I was in that show, and I was like, oh my god.
Well, yeah, this goes back to me being Quiet Mike back in the day, and nobody knew that I existed.
Anything.
I was like hiding in the corner with the broom, ready to sweep the stage.
He's
off.
In the corner writing stuff and not talking to anyone.
Hey guys, one day I'm going to be on a podcast.
Years later, Michael and my brother, well, this is a story. We're kind of related. We don't have to talk about that, though. Michael doesn't want to
long relationship. Get to the experience.
Yeah, so you're related a little bit somehow.
Yeah, that's beside the point.
All right, going on.
He's my brother-in-law.
But there's nothing to do with, she's here on the merits.
Okay, cool.
How long have you been with RTF, Cam?
This is my second year with RTF. Actually, I did do the New Works Festival the year before with Jenny, actually. Me and Jenny did a little one-act together, and it was super fun. And then I moved to Norco about 3 years ago, which is a little bit closer than Hemet, so I decided to audition, and that's my story. I last year I was cast in a musical and a play, and as a stage manager, I had to drop out of the musical because I was in the hospital.
Right.
Which sucked.
Yeah, girl.
So this year I decided, I'm going to take it easy. I'm doing one show, and I'm assistant stage managing another one, and that's it. So.
Awesome. Love that. Molly, I know we talked a little bit before, and this is your first time with...
Yeah, this is my first year with RTF. Right. I'm usually an OC LA kind of theater gal since I moved back from New York during the pandy, pandemic.
What is an OC LA?
Orange County, Orange LA County. Theater. I do a lot of stuff in my area. I live in the foothills, so IVRT, OJP, those companies out there, which are mostly like, audition per show kind of thing, not like a rep company, so... Like RTF is. But yeah, my first year with RTF.
Well, cool. I'm sure they're glad to have you.
Mm-hmm.
Alexis, I know you have quite the history of RTF. Let's hear a little bit
about
you.
Oh, I do. Yes, my name is Alexis Castle. I believe this is my fifth year with the company. I moved back home to Redlands in, I think, 2022, which is the first year that the season was back, that RTF was back after the pandy. I kind of got roped into it. I liked it because it was unique. I got cast in two shows and was stage managing another one. And I've come back and kind of grown up with grown within the company up the ranks, I guess. And last year I was the company stage manager, overseeing the entire company, and stage managing and assistant directing a show and acting in two shows.
That's insane.
It was insane. And this year I'm taking a step back because I was tired, and I'm just house managing a show and acting in two shows. So
you say just. That's
yeah,
still
I say
a lot.
Just.
It's, I guess compared to last year, it's just.
Compared to last year, this is lovely. I mean, and don't get me wrong, I do enjoy all of that. Otherwise, I wouldn't be doing it because I know that Redlands Theater Festival is a unique place and a unique experience. So I'm very happy to be a part of something. And it's also been going on. This is its 54th season.
Yeah.
So it's a Redlands gem. It's a hidden gem and a staple in Redlands, but we want more people to come all the same.
What is RTF? Explain that.
Yeah, so that's what I wanted to get into a little bit. What makes Redlands Theater Festival different from traditional theater? Because it is very unique. So can you speak about that a bit?
Yes, I can. So the festival, Redlands Theater Festival, is one of the few repertory theaters that are still in this country. And we're insane because we do five shows at once. So you can come to the theater every night and you will see a different show every night. And we have a little something for everybody. We always do kind of a big musical and then a smaller, like less well-known musical. We do a classic and then like a wild card. And this year we realized, I think we're doing all comedies, which is probably what we need right now.
I have some questions about this, though. So you say you're doing five shows at once.
Yes.
on one stage.
Yes.
So this makes me wonder, this is going to be a two-part question. What is the rehearsal schedule like for all these plays sharing one stage? And how do you guys work the set? Because it's... When you say five shows at one time, it's like you do a show one night, and you don't just run that show out. Like you don't do, it's one show, and then when that show ends, it's another show. It's you're doing one show and then a new show and then a new show and then back to show A and back, like you're repeating these shows.
Yeah, for example, we just opened Drowsy Chaperone yesterday, and then the day before that, we opened One Man, Two Governors, and today we're opening Men on Boats. So
my immediate question, like, how do you handle that when it comes to the set and lighting and microphones, all the costuming? Like, that's one show happening, four other complete productions in the wings waiting to happen the next day. Are these all daily, or do some of these run like a matinee and then one in the evening?
Oh, no, because it's summertime. It's all in the evening. We would roast our audience out there. It's very hot. Okay. That would be torture, and I wouldn't want anybody to come. But we're very good at Tetris. But we are blessed with a fantastic set designer who's also acting this season, which I think is crazy. But he's incredible.
Who is it?
Alex White.
Shout out.
Alex White.
Yeah,
shout out
to Alex White.
Alex White is amazing.
And he really understands the setup of this. So he builds sets where you can just rotate a panel and it's something else, or...
And also, let me butt in.
Yeah.
The cast is responsible every night after the show to strike. So we don't just get to go home like normal shows.
No.
We have to stay, mm-hmm. help tear down, and have this... We don't have to reset, but we have to, you know... Bear the stage.
All right, and so Alex White, he manages all this tech. Mm-hmm. So it's just gonna be
manage the tech,
or he manages the set.
He's a set designer.
Well, at any rate, it's gonna be my guess that Alex White swears a lot, and probably smokes a lot. Maybe he took up drinking. This just hearing everything that's going in here.
Well, he's definitely at the theater more than I think anyone else in the company. It's definitely a tribute to education of theater, because you have to be such a multifaceted, not only performer, but you have to be so knowledgeable about theater. You know, you're not just acting in these shows, you're also maybe running tech, you're doing costumes, you're helping with wigs. You have to be so knowledgeable of just the art of not only what happens on stage, but off stage, that it creates such a community at RTF that you're doing so many things per show, per production. Well, you're not just acting.
I love what you guys are saying. Even last year she did so much, but I love that one moment you're the lead in a show, the next you're like pushing the set around, or swapping wigs out. And if you're new to RTF or like that experience, the growth you get through that experience, how much you learn and appreciate all the people around you doing what they do, seeing it from an outsider in, that sounds pretty awesome, actually.
Yeah, for sure.
I think that what you do is so great for a new performer coming in because of the fact that they're able to see so many different aspects of theater. So can you speak to the commitment that that performer or that technician has to make to work with RTF? What is
Let me jump in before you before you answer that, because Molly was telling me before that this was started by, or was it Alexis? One of you. It was Alexis. That this was started by a theater professor.
It was.
Who wanted an opportunity for his students to be able to learn and get acting opportunities, tech opportunities, and things in the summer, and they could still get like credit for it. And, you know, from what we were just about to say, like, what a learning experience.
Absolutely.
Like, to this day. So you're saying this is the 54th season.
Yeah.
To this day, like, all I'm hearing is, like, what a learning experience this continues to be. Take it away.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And especially as a performer that grew up in the theater with Alfonso doing Chafee high school work, you know, backstage, it's very much a testament to RTF as a company. We have so many members that come back year after year because they know how much time you have to give to this project. You're not just here to come in for a rehearsal once a week and then do your show. You are here consistently. You are supporting every show, every company member, you know, really turning it into a full summer commitment, you know?
It sounds like you're not only building talent and skill level, but a family. You become so close to the experience.
Absolutely, which is why people return year after year and why people who are newbies want to continue to come back. Right. Absolutely.
Yeah, the newbies are embraced into the family, and it is a testament to what Cliff Cabanella, the founder, started. And it still remains to be a place where you learn everything. And it's very intimidating and daunting at first, but when you see the veterans doing it, and the veterans kind of like, you got this. I know it's crazy. I know we're insane. And then you love it. We do this because we have a passion for theater, which is why we will commit our entire summer to doing it, because we know that it's a unique thing. Like, I could do one show over the summer, or I could do three and see more. So that's really nice that we've carried on that legacy of teaching people and also giving them that appreciation of a well-rounded theater background. I remember my high school theater teacher made the technicians do acting and the actors do tech. And I said, why? I'm going to be an actor when I grow up. And she said, you will not have an appreciation of theater until you have had your hand in all of it. And this is what RTF strives to do as well. And that's why we come back, because it is a passion and it cultivates that passion there, which is very rad.
So what is your rehearsal schedule like? Again, all these shows, all these rehearsals, sharing a stage. Let me hear about this.
Well, they do daytime rehearsals and nighttime rehearsals on the weekends. Mm-hmm. During the week, they're typically starting at about 6 or 6:30 until about 10:30. And it's Monday through Friday, right? They do that. Yep. And Monday then Saturday. And so you have one cast on a weekend coming in the morning at 10 o'clock until 2 in the hot blazing sun, singing and dancing. And then the next group will come in at like what, 6 and stay till 10:30.
And we do that on Sunday as well. Yeah, except it's only one rehearsal on Sunday,
so there's always someone rehearsing. It makes it difficult. That's why it's so important attendance wise for everyone to show up, because there's not any space to add more rehearsals. We're all just like crammed in there.
And with that, when you break it down, each show gets around 12 rehearsals, if you actually think about it.
Yeah, which is
insane. Yeah. So you learn to memorize very quickly. You learn to take very good notes. You learn to listen, to focus, to pay attention, because it's sink or swim. And you really cannot afford to miss, because one day is like missing a week of rehearsal is what it feels like.
Is every show a different director?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Every show is a different director.
And they're all women this show. Woo, woo.
Go women.
All right, sorry, we're infiltrating your company.
So so they get together, and I'm sure they have to come up, these directors have to come up with a very calculated plan of like what is needed on the stage. How are you going to do this? How are you going to share resources? When does all of this start? Like, when do the directors start in for these summer shows?
Well, I feel like it never really ends for them. We close the season August 1st, and then Shannon, who is Cliff Cabanilla's daughter, who now runs Redlands Theater Festival, asks us what shows we want to do, and she's already applying for rights. She's looking at plays, reading plays, looking at musicals, and then in January, we get together and have like a production meeting of what we're doing, when we're having auditions, finding her directors. We had auditions this year in March or February.
I think
it was March. Mm-hmm. And end of March. And then Shannon has to play a wonderful wonderful puzzle. She has to build a wonderful puzzle of placing people in multiple shows, making sure they don't overlap, trying to work in all of our conflicts. I do not envy that job, nor do I want that job. So it takes a while to get your offers sent out. And we got that in, do you remember, April?
Yeah, very late.
But late in April. And we started, our company meeting, I believe, was April 20th. And we have a company of over 50 people. I think it's like 54 this year.
Ironically enough, for the
54. I think that that's extremely touching. So it's the founder, Cliff, has his daughter, or his daughter is now running her father's legacy.
Yeah. Absolutely. It's very important to her, and it's important that we uphold that legacy because we know how unique it is. And to be a staple in Redlands is very wonderful to have that opportunity to teach people. And we've been around for over 50 years, and you have the Redlands Bowl that's been around for over 100 years. And I think you said in your intro, like, it shouldn't be a competition. It shouldn't be we're a better theater company than you or anything like that. And I love to see different theaters collaborating together and working together, and we teach that at Redlands Theater Festival. It could be so easy to be like, oh, Men on Boats is so much better than Drowsy Chaperone, but we don't do
it. Well, that would be crazy, though. I mean, yes, because you're in that one, I know. Yeah, but that would be crazy to do, because you are the same people that are supporting their show being
and
successful.
And that's the thing. We have to support that show, and so we all cheer each other
so
on.
So careful what you say, because you might get a blackout when there's not supposed to be one.
Right. But we don't compete with one another, and I think that tells you to not go out there and compete and, you know, get that big head about you.
Well, now, that's impressive as well. I mean, because you just said that. We don't compete against each other. And we just made the statement, like, on a show that we did, a podcast that we did recorded not so long ago, but I said, you know, of all the stuff that we could talk about, the different plays and costumes and lights and everything, like, seems like 95% of what we talk about is managing personalities, and especially in theater. And it seems like you guys have pulled that off. You're running five different shows with a company, and everybody is supporting each other. How did you do that?
It's not easy.
A lot of patience.
A lot of just supporting one another. I mean, it's easy to get negative very quickly, especially in a stressful situation, which RTF is, but it's a happy stress. We come back for more, so we obviously enjoy it. And I think you have those of us that have been there that you hear that negativity, and your job is to stamp that out immediately, because it will spread like wildfire. And I think it's just, we're building each other up. We're saying, you got this. You've never done this before. Don't worry about it. You're going to do it. And I think in this world where it's so harsh out there, to be in a place, in a community that supports you and loves you and builds you up is an extremely wonderful thing to be a part of, you know?
Well, and I think even you said the people that have been experienced or been around, I think two things, leaving your ego at the door, but by leading by example and showing your theater company is what we talk about on this podcast a lot. And I know I try to instill that at my theater or Legendary. I try to instill that is we're an ensemble piece. You're not just one person. I don't care if you're a superstar. It takes a team. It takes an ensemble to create. And RTF is a prime example of that. There's not one person that makes it only successful. Shannon does all the planning and all the craziness my brain would pop trying to do. But she needs a team supporting her to make the next step happen. Then you guys support. Then the actors and the tech, and that comes in. So really, art as a whole is an ensemble piece. If you remember that, I think that's where you start to go, oh, okay, I'm a part of something bigger than just me. And leading by example. New people come in. They maybe came from a theater or an experience where they're like, oh, everyone's a diva or divo or whatever. But if they see everyone treating each other equal as an ensemble, becomes infectious.
Yeah, and you know, when we have to put the set up every day and tear the set down every day. And so you have jobs with that. And you could be that diva or divo coming from some other theater place, and your job is to literally take out the trash at the end of the night.
Humbled quickly.
You will be humbled very quickly. Yes.
Well, you mentioned a couple of the venues in Redlands. Can you speak a bit about your venue and some of the challenges and the advantages that you have with that venue?
Yes.
Yeah, because some people don't know. The outdoor, kind of talk about that a little bit.
In the lovely Prospect Park.
Yes. We are nestled between the Orange Grove and Kimberly Crest. You can come and have a nice picnic on the grass before our show starts. So you have this beautiful outdoor space because our summer evenings are quite lovely in Redlands. And
it's about 10 degrees cooler up there.
It's weird. Like when you come up, it's cooler. Yeah.
I want to tag you just because talking about outside. I've seen a handful of shows there. I don't know what that was. That was John hitting the gong. He's like 7 minutes.
7 minute gong.
Just kidding.
That is time.
But being there, and I work at the Bowl, and I've been a part of the Bowl Productions. But there's something very special about walking through Prospect Park, going to the seats, and then the theater's revealed. You're like, whoa! And you sit there under the stars, and it's a different experience in the Bowl. Like I said, I've been to the Bowl many times. I work it. Blah blah blah. But sitting in there's something about being nestled in this kind of cocoon in a way, while the sky's above you, this vibrant blue-black sky and the lights. There's something special about that.
It's a more community-shared experience than the Bowl, just because the Bowl is bigger. I'm not saying you don't get a shared experience there, because you absolutely do.
It's a more intimate but still big setting.
It's more intimate but still big setting. And during the year, we call them the barn doors. They're closed, so you wouldn't know that the stage is as big as it is.
Yeah, you don't know it's that deep or
no,
what.
It's very deep. And it goes wider. So we have that. Problems is because it is an outside theater, set storage becomes very fun. So we have had trouble with vandalism in the past few years, which is unfortunate and very sad.
I want to tag into that. That does suck, and that was horrible, but I love to see how many of the community came together to support RTF when that happened.
4 years ago. That was 4 years ago.
They got robbed a lot of stuff.
Before they had their very first opening night performance, I forget what it
was. It was Something's Afoot.
Something's
Afoot.
That night.
Destroyed opening. Yeah.
Someone came and vandalized the set.
Vandalized, stole stuff. But the community rose up. And I was really impressed with seeing that support.
It was a beautiful thing. And just another reason why I think Redlands is so special, because we are a community-based town. We're still an old-fashioned town in many ways. Mm-hmm. We value the arts. We like to have our market nights. And the community will rise up and help one another, which is lovely.
Okay. I got to say this too, because I think this speaks to the audience. You said that your original audience was called the Dirt People.
Yeah.
Because they used to come before there were even seats, and they would just sit in the dirt.
Yeah.
And they would watch it. And I think that's really says something about the city of Redlands, and you know, just them just coming out, and they're saying, you know what, these people are getting together and they're putting on a show, and we're just going to sit in the dirt and watch it. And we're going to support what they're doing. And as we do this, yeah, it will eventually grow. Even the seats will grow. We'll have something to sit on one day, but we're going to support it right now when there's nothing there. Yeah. And I've always loved that. I think Redlands became so successful because of that. They were supporting things before everything fell into place. Like, they saw the vision of what this could be down the line, and yeah, we don't need seats. We'll sit here in the dirt. We don't even need this big proper stage like everybody else, but one day that stage will be there, but we're going to get together and do a show anyway. I love that.
I love that, too, the passion and just the work it took and all the, I'll say, the founding fathers and mothers, you know, that made that happen. I love that, and it's still continuing. If you were to give, we're going to wrap up in a little bit, but if you were to give like a 30-second, hey, come check out RTF because... You guys, you can each have, we'll each do a little blurb, or you want to hand it down?
I've been talking a lot.
Okay. Molly, you want to go for it? We'll do a 30 second.
Yeah, absolutely.
Before we end after that, though, I do want you to say the shows again and the times and dates. I know it's, or the website.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's a little confusing, like Sunday this show, Friday.
It definitely is, yeah.
But, or they can go check it out online and maybe give them that info, because we want people to support you for
Absolutely,
sure.
Absolutely, you can. And as a new member, I've taken on the challenge of social media manager.
Oh, cool.
So I've been trying to do a lot of posting, a lot of, as vain as it sounds, TikToks are really big.
No, I've seen a lot more.
It really draws in a lot of people,
seen a
you
lot.
Know.
Not honestly a lot more, because I'm putting it down, but I've seen a lot of posts this year, actually.
Absolutely, and it's something, obviously it's just my generation. We were iPad babies, you know, so it comes very second nature to me, but... My first recommendation is rtfseason.com. If you're a fan of the online, that's the place to go. Next up is Redlands Theater Festival on Instagram, our Facebook as well. Our production dates are very, very confusing, but we have a full-blown calendar that color codes every production for you. Every date, as Alexis said, you know, is a different show. So as long as you look on that calendar, you can see when every production is. We're always an 8 p.m. sharp start time. House opens at 7:30. And honestly, I think the biggest draw, especially for me as, you know, a newbie, what made me want to come and audition out here is Redlands is so beautiful. I drive through here sometimes when I go to Palm Springs with the fam, and you don't realize, you know, you get off at Ford Street, you get into this park, and you're like, oh my gosh, it's, for me, it's very much reminiscent of Shakespeare in the Park in New York. Mm. It very much gives that vibe, but in California, amongst the orange groves and amongst all our Cali, you know, coastal surfer dudes, you know? So for me, it's going to theater in nature. Like, it feels like a very, like, come to Jesus moment, because you're just immersed by beauty and immersed by art all at the same time. And we have a phenomenal season this season, really. I mean, every year they pick fabulous stuff. But
say the titles again. Just
The Drowsy little... Chaperone, okay. Which is our big hit musical. Native Gardens, which is one of our plays. Blythe Spirit, which is a classic Noel Coward. One Man, Two Governors, which is a great British farce. And then the one we're opening tonight, Men on Boats.
Yay! Awesome. Please check out all our stuff. Gary, thank you for reaching out. I'm glad you're on.
Sure.
Love stage and gentlemen.
Can I say one more thing really quick?
Yeah,
we do
yeah.
have a New Works Festival that we also do on Tuesday nights, which is a 10-minute play festival.
Is that online at the website
yes,
as well?
It starts on July 14th.
All right, yeah, check that out online as well. But thanks for reaching out. I know Dev Stage and Gentlemen, I'll speak for Legendary, and Mike, you can speak for Players of Food. We love that you guys reach out. We love art. We love theater. We love that you jumped on with us today. Totally support what you're doing. And hopefully a lot of people can check it out.
And that website again, that's rtfseason.com if you want any more information. It's a really beautiful setting. If you haven't seen it, I really do recommend it.
Is it .com or .org?
It's .com.
.com.
Okay, sorry. I just want to make sure. All right, perfect.
All right, so I guess we're wrapping it up. So again, thank you guys for coming out.
You guys are awesome.
Thanks.
We wish you huge success on your season.
Come see us.
And I hope that people listening
Shannon, keep
from,
going. This is so cool.
Hope that people listening from all over will really check out this model and, you know, reach out to them if they have any questions. Reach out on their social media.
Yeah.
Sounds like, you know, they'd love to connect. So thank you guys so much for joining us. This is Michael with Play With Your Food Productions. We'll see you next time.
Later.
Later.